It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us on Davin's Den. Got the last countdown show of the year. It's the world's worst dad's countdown. Queuing up the music. How'd you find out? Did you have a hard time finding him this year, Pip?
I did.
Yeah,
I had a really hard time finding. I mean, you know, there were a couple stories that I was like, okay, that's. That would be great if they didn't die.
Isn't that always the case?
Know, it's that death thing that got in my way a lot. But, I had a hard time finding good ones, I think. I'm not feeling great about my chances this time.
Not me either. It was very, 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 very tough. And it's the first time I've gone in. Well, you know what? I can't say that because there was the one. I don't even know if it was the one. Last year, I don't know, it was the biggest fools or whatever, where I brought stories and I thought were not that good, and I wound up winning. But I'm not feeling it this year. I'm really not feeling it. And I overheard people when I sat back down. Yeah, slim pickings this year, especially
with
criteria. Even without the criteria, slim pickings.
Well,
I think that if they would just avoid the killing, we would have a better show.
Let me just correct you, Joe. You've never won. I've never been defeated in any of these. You've had better showings than others, but I am undefeated. The pressure rests on the champion's head.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. I've tied. I think one time I tied, but I've never lost. I've always been.
Are you talking about all our competition shows or dads?
All of them. I haven't lost yet.
No, Joe won one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he did. Because you cried bitterly.
That's the one where I was coming into it, and I'm like, I really don't have anything here, and I wound up winning it.
All right, so let's play.
Yeah, it happened.
I don't think so. You'll have to tell me the year, and I will look it up. You'll have to tell me when you think that happened. But right now, we'll play some Worst Dad intro music.
Boys and girls. Today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
This is really demonic.
No, I mean we're not talking about good dads. I will.
Can I take one second to just explain to our listeners? I'm sorry I'm not in the chat tonight. I'm having real laptop issues. And if you've noticed, the psychotic light show that's been going on my face the last couple shows, my laptop screen just dies every time I touch the laptop. So if I can get it to just sit and behave, I'm trying not to tap on it too much. So I'm sorry I'm not responding in the chat. Usual suspect.
Is that the only computer? Is that the only computer you guys have?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
Yeah.
And you're using your phone.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, I know. At the moment, it's not great.
All right. I will go first. Joe will go second. Pip will go third on this one.
Okay.
A Holyoke father was arrested and his kids were taken away by child services after one boy showed up to school with a baggie of what police believe was cocaine. All right, we've been here, done that before. Holyoke Police Department Lieutenant Jim Albert said the five-year-old boy's teacher noticed him showing another boy something. Thursday morning, he asked what it was. The baggie the child was holding was full of white powder and had three little Spider-Man stamps on it. He told the teacher that when he puts it in his mouth, he turns into Spider-Man.
No.
Doing whatever a spider can. The child was taken to the hospital immediately and is expected to be fine. Albert said it isn't clear whether he ingested any of the drugs, though it was certainly possible that he did, Albert said. The boy told police he found the baggie at home and had more under his bed. A little kid would think it was fun, and he did, Albert said. Police went to the boy's home, in which Albert said is on a block known for drug and gang issues, and they found the child's father lying in bed. Benny Garcia, 29, was reportedly nearly unconscious when officers arrived at his apartment, Albert said. When police lifted Garcia up to handcuff him, the Spider-Man baggie started falling out of his hoodie's pocket. There was also multiple packets on the bed.
I'm sorry, he's right.
Officers,
he's right in coke.
What? Anyway, officers found 175 bags or heroin, 175 bags or heroin and more than 40 bags of the Spider-Man stamped cocaine, according to Albert. Child Services took custody of the boy and an infant who was not at the home at the time of the arrest. Their mother is not facing any charges, though Albert said the case is still being investigated. Garcia was arrested on an outstanding warrant for heroin possession and then charged with possession of cocaine and heroin, possession with intent to distribute cocaine and heroin, and reckless endangerment of a child. His bail was initially set at $5,000 but was revoked at his arraignment Friday, pending dangerousness hearing on the Wednesday. So, I mean, this dad, not only are the kids readily accessible in the house, we've seen that, but he makes them attractive to kids. You got a little kid there, you put in Spider-Man, and let's be honest, it should not have been Spider-Man for cocaine. It should have been The Flash. Let's be honest.
Yes, really.
So,
but, you know, with the Spider-Man emblem on the outside, it's like, that's really cute. Why don't you just make it SpongeBob Coke? You know?
Just put in just this little child. I mean, it's just, that's why he's a shitty dad. He would normally make him a shitty dad for leaving drugs around and the kid brings it to school. We've seen that. But when you put action, you know, superheroes on it, that's a problem.
Yeah.
All right,
old
Joe.
Spidey Coke, man.
My Spidey senses are tingling. No, that's the cocaine.
Yeah, right.
My Spidey gums are tingling. Let me just rub some more of that special magic powder on.
Spider-Man, snorts whatever a spider can. Off the mirror, in the bathroom. Look out, yeah, here comes a Spider-Man.
Pip had the line, my Spidey gums are tingling.
Yes.
that was the line.
Instead of shooting webs, he's shooting heroin. It's good.
Oh my god.
Spider-Man, there's a crime. Hold on, man. I gotta get my fix. Let me find a vein and I'll get right there.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
No,
that
it's not.
Really terrible.
It's the Spider-Man we all want to see. Peter Parker has a problem now that Iron Man's dead and he just can't get his act together.
Blink, blink through Manhattan in four minutes.
Wow. It's a bird, yeah. It's a plane, it's Superman. No, that's Spider-Man. He's all coked up. Look at him go.
Really?
The battery to the Bronx in 3 minutes.
Spider-Man catches you. Spider-Man catches you wrapped up in a web. He's like, listen, man. We can get out of this. If you can just give me a bump, I can make this web hole thing disappear. Where's Spider-Man? No. He's in the bathroom getting high.
I know. Oh, wow. That's terrible.
I wonder if Disney will sue.
Where's all the heroes hang out? Where that hero place he hang out?
The Justice League of America.
Can you imagine they're all hanging out like, you know, Spidey's been in the bathroom a little bit too long.
Yeah, he keeps going in there. Does he think he has prostate problems?
Does he have a urinary tract infection? Nah, he's got a coke problem.
Yeah.
Poor.
He's sniffling a lot lately.
Poor Spider-Man.
Yeah. He comes out every 5 minutes. Hey guys, anything going on in the world? No, we're good, Spidey. It's cool.
Okay, it's cool, man.
Back in the bathroom. Then the super friends knew that there was a problem with Spider-Man with his coke habit.
Yeah. Did you notice that Spider-Man's been hitting the powdered donuts a lot too much? He's going to have to look out with that form-fitting suit.
Well, here's the problem. There really were no nostril holes for Spider-Man, so I don't even know how he could get the coke in.
That's true.
You just have a really frustrated Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy who knows how to use a mask properly. His nose is not sticking out of it.
Spider-Man can't be bothered because he's all coked up. He goes on the road with Aerosmith from the 80s.
Steven Tyler is getting pissed off because the scarves are gone, but there's webs all over the fucking...
there's just coked up webs on his microphone.
Instead of scarves, yeah. He's in Studio 54 a lot now.
Yeah. Wow. See, they're not singing Dude Looks Like a Lady. Dude looks like Spider-Man. Yeah.
You know, Aerosmith actually did cover the Spider-Man theme song.
Oh, that's right. Holy crap. It all comes full circle.
I know. I almost know how this comedy thing works.
He actually did the Spider-Man theme song?
Yeah, because they were on the soundtrack for one of the earlier Spider-Man movies. And that was one of the songs.
Funny.
Actually, I heard them play it live. It's actually pretty good. It's a pretty rockin' version.
They actually played it live?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I suggest you download it.
I'd be sitting there going, they're not playing Season of Wither, but they're playing this, really?
Well. I have a feeling.
See Billy Joel, and Billy Joel plays some goof tune, and it's like, really? I want to hear Miami 2130, whatever it's called, and I got to hear this.
That was a long history of comic book characters and rock stars. They go good together, like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, peanut butter and chocolate.
All right. All right, Joe, you're up.
Father of kids shot by cousin charged with child endangerment. Fort Worth. Father was charged with endangering a child recklessly and making a firearm accessible to a child after his two children were shot by their 10-year-old cousin.
Oh, my
Moses
God.
Moses Ray Alglin, 27, left the gun in a plastic container on top of a dog cage in the laundry room because that's where you want to keep guns safe. So he left in the laundry room, which the child easily found. His daughter told the police she was looking for a marker when she found the gun, easily confused. When their cousin tried to take it from her, the gun discharged, hitting her and her brother. The boy suffered a wound to the chest. His sister was shot in the arm. Rather than call 911, a family member put the injured children in a car and drove them to Cook Children's Medical Center. Alglin told police he was at work when the shooting happened. He also said he didn't know the gun was in the box.
Oh, wow. And so, now, I'm wondering, I don't know if you know the answer to this, Joe. Did that kid shoot both of them with one shot, or did he, like, haul off and shoot again?
I think it was one shot.
You know, here's the problem. I feel like if these kids weren't exposed to Looney Tunes, none of this would have happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think that they really should have taken extra measures to make sure that that gun was well away from the dog.
Yeah.
We see what happens.
Yeah, right?
All right, yeah. Pip, I feel like number three is up for the grabs. Pip.
What's that?
Pip, I feel like number three is up for grabs.
That's probably why he left the gun in the dog cage, because he knows Looney Tunes is a forest. The dog can never grab the gun. You know, never thinking that maybe the children would. Thinking it was a magic marker.
I forgot about that opposable thumb thing that the kids have.
That's a stupid kid.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Little Darwinism. Nothing wrong with it. All right,
so
Pip.
Should I go?
Yes.
No, Pip. No. Don't just sit there and stare at us.
Okay. Easily. Okay. Okay. So, Florida dad leaves son on the side of the road because he thought he was gay. Haines City, Florida. A Florida man was arrested after leaving his son on the side of the road because he thought his son was gay. Evanod Julmius, 30, dropped the boy off in front of the closed Haines City Police Department on Sunday with just a duffel bag filled with clothes.
I took him to the
police.
The
boy was given no water, food, or money. When the police found the boy, he was upset and crying, according to Bay News 9. The boy said his father thought he was gay because he was caught watching male pornography on his cell phone. That could be a clue.
Well,
But Julmius allegedly told the boy to pack a bag because he was taking him to the police where they would find him a new home.
What?
The man forced his son...
What?
the man forced his son to get out of the car while he was sitting on a major road and didn't give him a phone to contact anyone. A witness saw the boy left alone and called police. The unidentified boy's mother went out to look for her son when she learned that Julmias had left him alone. Before police arrived at the Julmias' home, he fled, leaving two other children without supervision. Julmias was charged with multiple counts of negligent child abuse. Oh, you think?
How old was Tinkerbell?
The kid apparently was 15.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
From another story.
So 15, and but he left him in front of the police station.
He left her in front of the closed police station on a major road, just like, here, take your shit and go.
All right. Well, listen, I got to be honest, none of these stories are fantastic.
No, none of them are fantastic.
None of these stories are like, oh my God, it's blown away. But I'm gonna advocate for mine, honestly, just because, forget about that you have a house full of drugs readily accessible. I get that. But to make it so that the kid wants to do it because he's into superheroes, that's a really another level of being a god-awful father.
I think my story's better because basically somebody got shot, and I think it beats Pip's story because I think taking it in the chest is a little bit worse than taking it in the ass.
You would know. You would know.
Wow.
I will say because the boy was 15 years old, and I think the father was correct in his assumption. Like if this was a little boy, you know, there'd be something there. But the kid's 15. It's in front of a police station. I know it's closed, but unless it's in Seattle, they're going to open up sometime. You know.
But he's closed. It's closed for the night. He drops off this kid because he's gay. He decides, you know, they'll go rehome you like a bad dog. You know, here, we'll leave you in front of the pound, and they'll find you in the morning. I mean, you don't have any water or money or a phone or anything. You got a bag of shit to lay your head on, hobo. Now just lie there, and deal.
Is that really worse, though, than making your drugs that could kill your child very attractive by putting his favorite superheroes on them?
That kid didn't have to go and grab those drugs, you know? He knows he's supposed to leave daddy's stuff alone.
Well, maybe, but daddy couldn't tell him because he was almost passed out. But, you know, the one good thing about this this father in my case is the kid took enough drugs to share with his classmates, so at least he's not a selfish child.
Opposed to that other little douche that didn't bring up enough cupcakes for everybody.
Right.
He brought enough Coke for the whole class.
That's a nice kid.
In my story, two kids got shot because of the stupid negligence.
Yeah, but here's the problem with yours. I put in the instructions creativity counts, and you know I feel like we have kids getting shot all the time because parents are leaving their guns out. I feel like that's not outstanding. That's just fucking bad gun ownership. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, but not mixed in with the markers and the dog.
Well, we don't know if it was mixed in with the markers. We just thought the kid was looking for a marker. We don't know what. It could be a stupid kid. I don't know. It wasn't like it was in the pack of Crayola 64. Ooh, here's a color. Burnt sienna. No, gun. I mean...
Gunmetal.
Yeah, gunmetal gray. Let me color with this on my face. Bang. I really feel like I got the worst one on this. To be fair, just because he made it so appealing to a little child.
Well, here's the thing. Now, my kid got dropped off at the pound, and when they came to get the dad for doing that, he ran away and left the other kids to fend for themselves against the cops.
Well,
now this is just like the best dad ever.
But, I mean, we've already established he makes bad choices. So this is just in another line of bad choices.
You're just saying line because you have the Coke story.
I do have the Coke story. Yeah, I do. I mean, listen, like I said, there's no real clear-cut winner here. But I think if we're going creativity, I put that in the description.
Yeah.
I think if we're going creativity, you got to do Spider-Man drugs for a 5-year-old. If it was just bringing drugs to school, it's not that creative. We've been there. We've done that. But when you have the superheroes on the drugs and the kid thinks, you know, I turn into Spider-Man if I ingest this, there's been some fucking teaching moments that you have fucking failed at.
Well, I'll have to say that of anything, we got more punchlines out of the Spidey Coke.
Yeah, I think that counts.
So, yeah, I mean, in that respect, it was creative. It certainly fueled our creativity.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I don't think any of the three were outstanding as things that we've done over the years, but I think for creativity, I think you got to go with Spidey Dad. Just because the kid thinks he turns into Spider-Man if he fucking takes cocaine. And I know some adults who think that way, too.
Well, yes. I like my story. I mean, I hate my story, but I like my story because of what this douchebaggery took effort. He actually had to get the kid to pack and drop him off someplace.
Right, but the kid's a teenager, and he was watching gay porn. If you told me he was 7 and watching Cinderella and came to this conclusion, we might have something to talk about there, because that's particularly creative and stupid. But the kid is watching two fucking guys plow each other on his phone. All right, I mean, I'm not saying this is what you do with your gay child, but at least he got that part right. I think my son's gay. Well, here's a good fucking clue.
Yeah, it was a little less than nebulous which way we were going with this, but it's not an excuse to like round them up and drop them off on the side of the road and say fend for yourself.
Well, we got to make a decision here. If I'm being objective, I think for creativity and just because of the Spider-Man thing, it's mine. I got to be honest.
What do you think, Joe?
Give him the win.
Yeah, I think for this one, the Spider-Man Coke was pretty damn funny, so let's go with that.
All right, so then, we'll have Joe go, then, or we'll have Pip go. We'll have Pip, then me, then Joe.
All right. Okay, so I'm on a roll with this. Father arrested, accused of abandoning 5-year-old in Douglas County Park. In Roseburg, Oregon, at least it was in Florida this time, a Roseburg man is facing charges after deputies say he abandoned a child in Douglas County Park on Sunday. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, just after 3:50 p.m., 911 dispatchers received a call about a 5-year-old child who had been left at River Forks Park. Deputies responded and learned that a father had been trying to give away another child, a 10-month-old infant.
Ooh.
Deputies said he left his vehicle with the infant, abandoning the 5-year-old in the park. So he couldn't get a buyer for the 10-month-old, so he decided, well, we'll push the 5-year-old out of the car, and I'll take the 10-month-old where I probably have a better market. Officers from various agencies, as well as search and rescue, were dispatched to help locate the suspect's vehicle and the infant. An initial responding deputy safely recovered the 5-year-old in the park. At about 6:20 p.m., the suspect and infant were located at a home in the 1200 block of Northwest Hicks Street in Roseburg. The suspect was identified as a 30-year-old Bryant No Garcia. He was arrested and booked in the Douglas County Jail on charges of child abandonment, a Class C felony, and child neglect 2, a Class A misdemeanor. Deputies say the children were not injured and have been reunited with their mother, which is interesting because he was out shopping his kids around, or somebody's kids around, and the mom didn't know about it. He was only unsuccessful because there were no takers for the 10-year-old. Probably had a duty diaper. And nobody was.
I thought it was a 10-month old. Is it 10 months or 10 years?
10 months old.
Okay, 10 months old.
That he was trying to get rid of. Okay. And then he decided that he couldn't get rid of the 10-month old, so he dropped off the 5-year-old instead.
Well, I mean, listen, he's a businessman. You got to move product.
And just because the product is babies, well, who's stopping him?
You know, listen, you put the 5-year-old down on a deep discount. You know, you try to entice him, you put the 5-year-old for half off. Go, listen, not for nothing. I'll throw in the 5-year-old for free if you take the 10-month-old. The 10-month-old, you know, $2,000. So I'm giving you a two for one. I mean, this is somebody else, once again, I need to help with their fucking business. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's BOGO.
BOGO?
Buy toddler, get baby half off.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to do it.
Buy one, get one free.
I really need to know what these kids are wearing, if they're looking their best, or if they're slovenly. I mean, if you want to move a child...
You really have to move a good-looking child, you think?
Well, I think if they're white, and I don't mean this in a racist way, but I just know how babies are, the baby market, very well versed in this.
You do know how the baby market is, do you?
I do. I feel like white 10-month-old babies are pretty easy to move. Unless this like kid has a horn on his head. I mean, you're just a shitty salesman if you can't move a 10-month-old white baby.
You know, I don't know the attractiveness quotient or the race of the children in question.
Lack of research by you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because they wouldn't identify them,
But you know what? I'm going to help you out. It was Oregon. Unless they were part of the Trailblazers, I'm guessing they were white.
Well, you don't know. I mean, the fellow that was trying to move these babies, and they said father, so his name was Mr. Garcia. So, you know, it was part Latino babies. Maybe that, you know, made certain people in Oregon think that they were less attractive of a product. I don't know.
I would think in Oregon that would make it exotic, a hard-to-find baby.
A hard to find baby.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting a lot of Latinos in Oregon.
There would have been a premium on this baby. So there's something really wrong with this dad. He couldn't market a beautiful 10-month-old exotic baby.
Well, listen, I don't know about this father. This guy as a father, but as a salesman, not very good.
Yeah, well, I think as a father, he's not exactly primo material either.
All right, let's see. Well, I'm sure my guy will be primo material. A drunk Florida man tried teaching his 5-year-old son how to swim by allegedly tossing him into the Atlantic Ocean and then proceeded to do backflips off a nearby pier as the boy struggled to stay afloat, cop said. Upon being arrested, John Bloodsworth, a 37-year-old from Daytona Beach, reportedly claimed he was going to jail for being awesome.
Going to jail for being awesome.
Local officials told the Daytona Beach News Journal that no lifeguards were on duty at the time, and there was a moderate risk of rip currents. Swimming in the area where Bloodsworth was goofing off had been prohibited due to its close proximity to the pier, the official said. Bloodsworth, however, told the cops that he could not think of a better place to teach his son to swim. He had been with the boy on Monday night drinking beers when witnesses saw them both go into the water. Bloodsworth later claimed that he was not endangering his child by teaching him to swim. The boy was reportedly crying when cops plucked him from the water. Authorities wound up turning him over to his mother. Bloodsworth was charged with aggravated abuse of a child, resulting in physical mental injuries, disorderly intoxication, swimming within 300 feet of the pier. He was reportedly released from jail after posting $1,500 bail. So that's Mr. Bloodsworth.
Wait a second. Now, he said he was with the kid and they were having beers. Was the kid pounding him down too, or was it just dad?
It was not clear. At the very least, dad was in control of his 5-year-old. And at the very least, dad was pounding him down. And dad decided, you know what would be a good thing to do? We should fucking go swimming. I should throw you off a pier while there's rip currents. No, you're good. I'm going to do backflips. Because I'm awesome.
Wow.
Some people just are misunderstood.
You know, I like cartoons, you know, people just think that a 5-year-old bobbing around there trying not to, like, ingest too much seawater, you know, when they bonk into one of those pier posts, they just go bonk, oops. They don't, like, have a concussion and drown or anything. Oops, bonk.
Listen, man, you know, it's so hard being a parent today. You know, you want to show your kid a good time. A lot of parents don't hang out with their kids. This guy hangs out with his kid, takes him out for a night out, and you know what? Let's get a little cardio in. Time to do a little swimming. I mean, I'm going to do activities, too. I'm going to do backflips.
Let me tell you something. My father didn't do something to that effect, but I'll never forget when I was a kid at the beach. He goes, Joseph, you want to swim? You want to know how to swim? And I'm like, okay. He grabs me by the legs, holds me upside down, and he goes, all right, swim. And I'm paddling, like he's holding me up by the ankle, up over the water. All right, swim, swim. I'm screaming my ass off. I'm like, oh, how? I felt helpless. So he, you know, he puts me down. He goes, we get back to the house, and my mother goes, how was the beach? And my father goes, yeah, I tried to show Joseph how to swim. He didn't like it too much. I'm like, whoa.
How old were you?
I had to be about, oh, Jesus Christ, 5 or 6.
Wow.
And I, are you sure that this story wasn't about you guys?
You know, it's a shame that your story didn't happen this past year. Your dad could have been nominated.
Yeah, well, funny. But, I love the water, and Nettie had enough common sense to properly have me trained at the Y.
Thank you, Nettie. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Were you under the water when he was holding you?
Yeah, it was, he grabbed me by the ankles because you want to learn how to swim? Yeah, I like to. Grabs me by the ankles, pulls me up, and he goes, you know, he's holding me over the water, and he's like, all right, swim, paddle, and I'm screaming my head off. I'm scared shitless.
Yeah, Joe, maybe you misunderstood. Maybe he didn't say I'm going to teach you to swim. Maybe he said I'm going to teach you to drown.
No. But like I said, we come home, and I love going to the beach, but my dad was one of my favorite things to do. But that day, we come home, and my mom's like, how was the beach? Joseph didn't enjoy it that much. I tried to teach him to swim. He didn't like it.
It's like, is that what that was?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
I'm ready to give up war secrets and tell you where the tanks are.
I'm going to give up war secrets. You've been taught.
The tanks are in the woods, and the planes are in the hangars. Put me the fuck down.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't Family Services take you out of that home and put you in a more nurturing environment like a den of wolves? I don't understand.
Like my house.
Yeah.
Whose tails are those?
Yeah.
Whose fangs are those?
Maybe that's why he likes doggies so much. Wow. Well, that explains a lot about you. All right, Joe, what's your story?
All right. Florida man arrested after daughter uses surveillance video to capture alleged abuse. A Florida man was arrested. You notice there's a lot of Florida men in this tonight.
Every night.
A Florida man was arrested for both child and animal abuse after his teen daughter secretly installed surveillance video in their home, according to reports on WEAR-TV. Damon Richards Bissell, they always have three names, Damon Richard Bissell, 47 of Destin, was booked into the Okaloosa County Jail on January 2nd, charged with cruelty towards a child and torment of an animal after a video posted showed Bissell allegedly headbutting his 14-year-old daughter and then threatening to cut a dog's throat.
Oh!
The arrest came after the girls took the video to the deputies.
Oh. Did he cut the dog's throat?
He threatened.
That's a shame for your story. Good for the dog, though.
Yeah, I know. If it was Yosemite Sam, he would have had a sieve and chopped it off there.
That's Elmer Fudd. All right, so here is my initial take. I think Pip has the worst father, possibly. I think I have the most creatively bad father, possibly.
I don't know. I think that...
And Joe, I'm just saying that because we're not including your father in this. So please don't be offended.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't mean the one in your story. I mean the one in your life. The one who tried to drown you.
I don't know. The threatening the dog and headbutting his own daughter is pretty compelling stuff.
Well, I mean, the headbutting's kind of creative because it's a different method of abuse. I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's new, and threatening the dog. I don't think we've had a lot of threatening the animal.
What are you talking about?
I won
Mother's Day with the mom that like boiled the puppies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we have had threat.
The hard-boiled puppy story.
Yeah, seriously.
I
no respect.
About that.
No respect.
Look at him get all upset.
No, yeah,
but...
And that's right. I did forget. I think I blocked that out. And we have had threatened kittens,
yeah, well,
too.
For, for, for a good reason. It's a fucking horrible story.
Yeah, but at least my mom had at least my mom had follow through. Your guy's making empty threats. Fuck that guy. Empty threats. That's why I asked. Did he do it? If he did, it's good for the story.
Empty threats.
Joe, I'm going to come to your house and slit the throats of your deers and your fucking turtles. I'm making a threat. If I do it, I'm a horrible person. If I'm just making threats, I'm talking out of my ass. And it's from Florida. They talk out of their ass all the time. What?
Good luck with the turtle. She hides her head.
Okay, well, I'll get her while she's fucking the other turtle.
Yeah. I haven't seen her since she ran off or walked slowly off with that other turtle.
Well, they have...
She found a man that she could really get behind, or he could get behind her.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we do? Like honestly, I think for creativity, it's got to be the kid's drowning and he's fucking doing backflips. I mean backflips, and he says he's awesome.
Well, I mean we've seen plenty of drunk dads, but tossing a kid off the pier.
In a rip current. In a rip current with no lifeguards where it's prohibited to swim. Not only are you doing what Joe's dad did, but you're like making it. The only way it could have been worse is if he chummed the water and there were some sharks circling. That's the only way he could have made it a worse experience for this 5-year-old kid.
Now we've got a movie.
Now we have Sharknado 6.
I do think that it's interesting that both of our dads decided on different ways that they were going to try to off their 5-year-olds, but I think that the creativity, I mean, anybody can abandon their kid in a park, so the creativity of throwing them off a pier, I have to give it to you.
Are we all right with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so we will move on. Who I will go last on this one. Who has not gone first between you two?
Joe.
All right, Joe, please go first.
All right. Father puts 5-year-old son in a shark cage.
Oh, fuck.
It's the 5-year-old trifecta. What is it with the 5-year-old?
Is he from Florida?
He's 5 years old, and dads are like, I've had it with this fucking kid. How can I off this one?
You know what, Pip? In their defense, you can get to know somebody after 5 years. I get it.
Father puts 5-year-old son in a shark cage. Recently, the father of Garrett and Jessica thought it would be a good idea to put their 5- and 7-year-old children in a shark cage off the coast of Baja, Mexico. The father went with the children on the dive, and the video has caused comments to call the father irresponsible. One person saw the video and said, I would never bring a small child into a great white shark cage. It only takes a second, and something could go horribly wrong with holes in a cage like that.
I don't know what even to say.
That's a good one. I like the creativity of that.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Pip?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have the same story that Joe had for number two.
Oh. Which is
I had the dad who was headbutting his 14-year-old and grabbing the dog by the neck and throwing it to the ground, yelling, I will cut this fucking dog's eyeballs out. I'll fucking do it. This dad, it was really bad. I mean, the girl was yelling, you know, why are you so abusive to me? And she, you know, she tried to tell people for years that this dad was abusive to her and that he was threatening the dog, and nobody listened to her until she installed the cameras in the house. And then they looked at that and said, oh, son of a bitch. He really was as bad as she said. Thanks for that. So the hidden cameras are a great thing because that's how we're finding out about all our abuse and crimes these days. I thought that was a strong story. The abusive dad for years.
Yes,
and,
so did I.
And
years ago.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Let's see. Shark story. Very compelling. Let's see if I got enough.
I don't like the way he's starting.
No, I don't. I don't know if I have enough juice here. I feel good about my awful father here, but you know, you don't get
okay.
to be fair. You don't get shark cage every day, so you got to be fair about it.
That's true. Don't start singing anybody.
What?
About the little shark song.
Okay. A man.
Shark. I love that song.
Okay. A man who allegedly held six of his children against their will on an isolated Dutch farm from birth beat them to drive out bad spirits, prosecutors said in court on Tuesday.
Hold on. Did you just say isolated sex farm?
Isolated Dutch farm.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
It wasn't a masturbation farm.
I wasn't sure what was happening there. I didn't know what they were farming. I needed qualifications.
Very,
thank you.
You know what kind of animals they have on the masturbation farm? Dirt chicken. That's a win.
Oh, wow.
Give you that. All right. let's regroup and gather ourselves. We have a story to get through.
Oh, no, don't gather yourself. We're on video.
Garrett Jan Van D, 67, subjected his kids, who were discovered on the remote farm in the village of Runerwald in October, to very serious physical punishment when he thought they had been made unclean, according to The Guardian. One child was tied up by his hands and feet, while another was forced to spend an entire summer in a doghouse at the property, prosecutors said during the procedural hearing. The children all speak of very serious physical punishment if their father thought there was a bad spirit in them. That happened from a very young age, 4 or 5 years, they said, according to the news outlet. The youngest, 6 of 9 children, lived in seclusion from birth, were kept indoors, had to be quiet so that no one would notice that they existed. They were discovered when the oldest son still... Well, we lost Pip again.
Yeah. I'm coming back.
The youngest... Okay, so get your shit together, woman. The youngest 6 of 9 children were lived in seclusion from birth and were kept indoors, had to be quiet so that no one would notice they existed. They were discovered when the oldest son, still living on the farm, entered a local bar in a confused state and raised concerns about his siblings. The trial comes after Jarrett Chan was arrested in October last year when the eldest of the children at the farmhouse, 25-year-old Janzon Van Dorsten, escaped the property and walked into a nearby pub, downing 5 beers before telling the owner he didn't want to go home. He and his siblings were unregistered and never been to school and had been living in secret for years. Police raided the farm and arrested Van D and an Austrian man identified as 50-year-old Joseph B. Van D, who was absent for medical reasons from the hearing in the town of Assen, is charged with depriving the children of their liberty from 2007 to 2019 and punching, kicking, and denying food and drink to the 6 children. He's also charged with sexually abusing 2 of the older 3 children. I feel like this is a witch hunt, Joseph B., who is also charged with depriving the children of their liberty, said in court Tuesday. I have a clear conscience. I have not robbed anyone of his freedom. The 3 oldest children were not allowed to talk about the existence of their siblings, said prosecutors, who cited diaries kept by the children in which they had spoken of their conviction that contact with outside world makes you unclean and about bad spirits that come into bodies. One of the children was separated from the rest of the family at the age of 12 and forced to stay in a nearby trailer, prosecutors said, adding that after he spent the whole summer in a doghouse in a shed. The 3 oldest children were permitted to go to school and the exterior doors were not locked all those years, prosecutors said, adding that there was still an unlawful deprivation of liberty for all these years. Classically locked up at times, but in a less classic way at other times. No physical lock is required on the door as evidence of unlawful deprivation of liberty or hostage taking. So there is a lot there. So.
Yeah. You know, there's something familiar about this kid walking into the bar, and I'm not trying to make a joke here, walking into the bar and downing some beers and then saying that their family has been, like, trapped. Didn't we have a story just like this where the kid got free and went to a local bar and that's how he told them? Well, can you just tell us what year this story is?
This is from this year.
It is.
Yeah, it didn't start this year, but it went. The abuse went all the way through 2019, and in October, this kid wandered into the bar.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, because it's so familiar that.
I think a couple years ago we had like a different like in the United States there was like another one of these farms where these kids were isolated and tortured.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, like this is like unwittingly. I mean, it's familiar.
Yeah, but
sickening, because how many times do we have to hear this story?
Well, but now it's not the same. It's not the same because now we have a child kept in a doghouse, and they were beaten to get the spirits out.
Well, here's the deal. And Pip kind of brings up a great point. How many times do we have to hear a story like this? And that's the whole thing, where the creativity part comes in. We've heard stories like this for a while. But my story, you've got a whole take. You've got stupidity. You've got a shark cage. You got children in the shark cage. I think that my story is the winner due to the stupidity of the father, the horribleness of the father, and the creativity of the story.
Well, I mean, my father is definitely more horrible. My father's definitely more horrible than yours.
But we're also going on creativity.
Well, that's where you have to weigh.
Been winning on the day in the past stories.
Does a shark cage outweigh seclusion in a doghouse for a summer and beating the kids because of spirits?
In the horror of it, no, but one of the key
Well, I'm talking about the creativity, from the creativity aspect of it.
It's also boring because we've heard stuff like that throughout the years. This isn't nothing new. This isn't out of the normal. My story is something different and out of the normal.
I don't...
I mean, out of the... not the normal, but, something that's different.
Yeah, but let's hold back. I didn't say that it was boring. There's nothing boring about this story.
And we've heard about kids being...
In the sense that we've heard it before. We're hearing a story, not that it's the same story, but it's almost same old, same old.
Really? How many stories have we had? How many stories have we covered where the dad's beating the spirits out of the kids?
We've had stories that the child has been beaten. Also,
beating the spirits because they're unclean.
Captivity, also a big one. Captivity and all sorts of things. So we're kind of rehashing old things, where this is a fresher story with more creativity, because it's a new, different take, a new, different creative take than on the stories of captivity, of torture, and stuff like that, which has been part of this segment.
Remind me again of the father who had their kid in a doghouse for the summer. Not the figurative doghouse, a literal doghouse.
To tell you the truth, I think we've had something similar to that along the years.
I don't think
we've had people kept in pens,
but not in a doghouse. And
but still, what was the last time we had a shark cage or something to that effect?
Well, listen, but that's good. But that's good. I think we have to...
When was the last time we had that?
We have not had a shark tank. We have not had a shark tank, but it's
basically the criteria is something different. Nobody gets killed. Nobody thinks. A horrible father, a stupid father, and this meets all... This checks every box on the criteria of this segment.
It does. It does. I give you that, but I think I have enough creativity in mind... I have enough creativity in mind.
No, because it falls along the lines, even though a pen, a doghouse, it falls along the lines of previous stories that we had.
Combined with beating the spirits out of your kids,
We've had stories with spirits in there.
But you have to look at the totality of this father's actions. Along with, yes, we've never had a shark tank before, but I am arguing mine is creative. I have enough creativity there, and he's really... There's no doubt my father is a worse father than yours. There's no doubt about that. My father's definitely worse. What I am arguing is my father's the worst. Put that aside. You combine that with the creativity. He's not just a bad dad. He's a creatively bad dad. I'm not even throwing...
I disagree for the simple fact that a lot of the stories that we've covered in the past, in a lot of the years, has child containment. They're locked in a room. They're in a cage. Now they're in a dog.
Your story was a cage. Your story was a cage.
That's not the same.
Hey, your kids didn't even get hurt. Show me the pain. Show me the scarring.
How many years is that kid going to be on the couch?
Element of danger was there. A key part of this segment now is creativity. On the simple fact that it is a shark cage is more creative and is different than any other story that we have done in this segment, I feel that it's clicking every box.
I told you, it clicks every... But it is a combination. It is creativity and awful. It's not just one. It's not just...
Look, I scream every time I hear that Baby Shark song, but now that kid's going to scream for a completely different reason.
I don't think he'll remember. He'll be fine.
Also, the emotional trauma of what these children went through.
Hey, the father went with them. The father went with them. Relax. It wasn't like he left the kid in the water by himself. He went shark diving, too. We had a family excursion.
The element of danger of having a five and a...
Let me ask you a question. How dangerous is it if the company who has the shark cage lets you do it? You don't get your own shark cage. You have to go out there with the company.
The question is a lousy father, an element of danger, and creativity.
But is it dangerous? The shark company said it's fine.
The story you told is based on captivity, as based on weird rituals, stuff like that.
Weird rituals? I'm beating the spirit out of you.
That's a weird ritual.
That's creative.
Stories along that line. You're cutting no new ground on this. There is no new ground being cut on this. For the simple fact that we have an element of a shark cage. Young children being in the shark cage. Stupidity and a bad father. I feel my story wins on all three accounts.
I have to say, as much as Davin's father was the worst of them, I think that the creativity element, I got to throw it to Joe.
So now creativity by itself.
The stupidity on that level.
So now you're saying creativity by itself just takes it? Because that was never it either.
No, because this was abusive. This was stupid. Beyond, I don't care if the people pay to go into the shark cages. They are not foolproof. We've seen those videos, and they're fascinatingly horrifying. But, to put your 5 and 7-year-old babies in this cage and have sharks attack you? No, this is creative. This is stupid. It's dangerous. Your dad is terrible. You're Davin, not your father. Your father's a nice man. He's a mensch. But this guy is a terrible, terrible man. But I gotta throw this particular story to Joe. This
All right.
is good.
All right.
It's bad.
Yeah. All right. All right.
It's bad and good.
All right. I mean, listen. I find this
through the years. You go through the pick aside, and as we agreed, I mean, this year on the Father's Day segment, it was kind of rough pickings, man. But as you go, I usually try to get 5 stories, and I'm like, but as you go, that this segment is a game of poker with your stories. You know, because because you have your stories, and as everybody goes, you see where everything is going with it. And like I said, on the last one, my last story, I didn't think my story was that strong. So, and I'm like, okay, but I had that other story, which I felt was good. That story was, my story was actually going to be number two. But as we were going, you see how where the criteria tonight is going and stuff like that. And it's actually turned into a game of poker where when we first started the segment, it was pretty much, all right, you bring your story in and you have it. And then I think where it changed on the show is I don't know if it was last year's Mother's Day or last year's Father's Day show. We felt so dirty and despicable when that show was over. I'm like, I don't know if we could do I think we had to talk when, after the show. I don't know if we could do this segment anymore. You're looking at the most horrible things and going, I'm not good enough. It's like, what the hell?
I know. It was like the worst stuff. I mean, just for the record, I always feel dirty and despicable after the show. But after that one, I particularly felt like I needed, the Silkwood shower. I'm glad we changed it up. And like you said, it's a game of poker. Sometimes you rearrange your stories as you see how things are going. I usually have more stories too.
And you're looking at like you're doing searches, and it's like, okay, girl rape 2020, and it's like. And it's like, there's nothing there. And
there's nothing there. What a shame.
Oh, damn.
2020 was a bad year for rape, and Joe's disappointed.
You feel like a piece of shit trying to get stuff in this damn segment. It's awful.
My search history, because of this damn show, is something the FBI would comb over in, like, one of those, when me that according to my search history, I should be locked up for concurrent life sentences. You
it's,
know?
It's, and like I said, I mean, when we do the Biggest Fool, it's kind of more lighthearted. But like I say, I think it was after last year's Mother's Day show, I think it was.
I think so.
We sat there, I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. We're turning into awful human beings. I mean, we're doing the searches on this stuff. I mean, you know, three kids trapped, locked up in a room for 4 months with dog collars on it. Ah, pig pot. Yeah, this ain't going to win. Yeah.
That's so true.
All right. All right. Give us the rundown, Pip.
Give us the
top three in reverse order.
Okay. Well, in the third one, Davin won with Spidey Coke. In the second one, Davin won with throw your 5-year old off a pier and learn how to swim, motherfucker. And then number one. The creativity had to get thrown to Joe for bringing your little kids into the shark cage. So overall, Davin won, but it was a good battle. Even though we had tough stories, I think it was good.
My takeaway is we now live in a world where it's okay to beat the spirits out of your kids.
Story. Even though I won that one battle, he won the war, but still. It was nice to go head to head on that one.
Since Joe lost, does he still get like a fort named after him? Should we name a fort for Joe somewhere?
No, absolutely not, because he was on the opposing.
How about a sandcastle? How about a sandcastle? Since his story involved water, we can have a monument to Joe, a sandcastle to Joe. You know, Castle Curry for the shark battle victory.
I think that's well themed.
Okay, well,
you know, maybe you could at least get like a crab shack where people could sit out and have drinks and, you know, eat shellfish.
Sure.
I think they already have one. I think they have Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that? I think that's a chain.
Oh.
All right.
But well, God, see.
Who doesn't want to go out to eat again? Holy cow!
Oh God, yeah.
God Almighty. God.
Very much.
I've gotten food ordered in, like I've picked it up, but I haven't gone out to eat. But
going out to the meal. I don't know about you guys. I was out running errands on Friday night, and it was a beautiful afternoon. And I, Jesus Christ, I was all over the place. And you saw a lot of the restaurants with the outdoor seating and stuff like that. And people were just, you know, people were filing in, man. And
yeah.
You could see it. It was it must have been so nice because you see nice afternoon. You're finally having a meal. Nice little bit of wine, you know. So hopefully,
yeah.
Myself and Joe's girl will be able to get out and have a nice meal because we like doing that. You know?
Well, I think unfortunately not a lot of people are not doing the social distancing and wearing the mask. I have a bad feeling that
they're called rioters.
I have a bad feeling that our temporary a little bit of freedom will not last long. It's not good. People are not taking this seriously. You look at other countries that had it like we had it, and they have their numbers really down because they had a stricter lockdown. They did it longer. They're taking it more serious now, and we're not. It's a shame because we do, you know, especially this region where we live, we did a lot of hard work. But I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. But I guess enjoy it while you can, kids. It won't be long. All right. We're going to come back. We'll do some Scamming Scammers with Lacey. On the break, we have new music from Rosala with Magnificent and Binky Womack with Keep On Walking. And you can learn more about both of them at Deuce Music. Last break of...